brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are live here today. It is Tuesday, the 16th day of October 2012. Election 2012 is heating up in a big way. Obviously, we've got a big dog and pony show coming up tonight where the two establishment globalists try to act like there's a big difference between the two of them. When it comes to who finances them, there really isn't a difference. In the rhetoric, there is. I like Romney saying small businesses are the backbone of this country and cutting taxes increases revenue and the family's good. I mean, at least he's got to pay lip service to it. And again, I'm not saying go out and vote for Romney. I see different fallouts from either one of these men being reelected. And I'm going to talk some about that here today. But the most convincing argument that I've heard, if you even believe there's real elections at the presidential level, we know there's been proven fraud in many areas of the country. Many experts agree, like Bev Harris, we've interviewed many times, who's a preeminent expert on election fraud, that if there's a landslide, it's really hard to steal an election because there are so many different municipalities and systems within the 50 states that there's undoubtedly fraud out there all over the place. We know that. There's election fraud by the people controlling the elections. There is all sorts of voter fraud, people voting multiple times. That's kind of the Democratic Party specialty. The Republicans are more on the electronic fraud end, but so are the Democrats. So it's a spectrum of that. You know about LBJ cheating in Texas famously with Box 13. You know about Chicago helping JFK go over the edge. And even though both men work basically for the same globalist, there are different management teams that are battling for the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, as I said now 12 years ago in the film Waking Life. And it's still the same thing today. There are two different management teams battling for the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. What I do see as most convincing to vote for Romney, and I'm not saying that, I'm going to throw out reasons to vote for Obama as well coming up, is that Obama won't be facing re-election, and he'll be able to do whatever he wants. And that is a scary prospect. You know, with Mitt Romney getting in there, at least he would want to win re-election. Presidents famously go for broke once they are a lame duck. Once their political career is basically over, they can sign pardons. They can basically get away with murder. Now, the other argument is if Obama does win, though, you can bet the Republicans are probably going to get the Senate and the House. And you might get some more constitutional Ron Paul types in there. And that started to happen. And then you could have a stalemate in government. That's an argument for, hey, don't worry if Obama gets in. My issue is he's been doing everything with executive orders at a level no president ever did. What, he signed double what Bush has already? I mean, it's just amazing numbers. I was reading just over the weekend. I printed off an article showing all the executive orders, and I meant to it showed him going back to George Washington and then right through Eisenhower and then right through to Obama, and it's just exponentially getting worse. I think Obama signed almost 1,000. It was just amazing numbers. So, look, then there's the argument of if things get really bad with another 4 years of Obama, people will finally get politically sick and vomit out communism and socialism and corporatism that sits on top of it, feeding off a centralized nanny system. So that's all coming up today. Our story out at Infowars.com, Obama supporters threaten to kill me if he wins the election. And that dovetails with the big reports we put out, literally finding thousands of tweets saying that people plan to riot if Obama isn't reelected. That story has gone nationwide, thanks to our listeners and DrudgeReport.com. We're going to be getting into that and a lot more. And Eyes Wide Shut is now admitted to be real. We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. If you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Tuesday, the 16th day of October 2012, and I am extremely honored and humbled to be your host and to be here speaking to, well, more than 3 million people that will tune in one way or another today, and the million-plus folks that visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, respectively, every day, not to mention our Twitter at RealAlexJones, our Facebooks, our YouTube channel, and many others. We are reaching 15 million people a week conservatively. That's 15 million different people. absolutely incredible that the show is exploding this fast. It shows there is a hunger for liberty and freedom out there. We are very, very thankful to all of our AM and FM affiliates. Very important to spread the word about however you're listening to us. But AM and FM, you can really spread the word in your town. And, of course, everyone can listen via the podcast that's free every day after the show and the live streams at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Whoa! I mean, wow! I'm almost always excited and chomping at the bit to get on air, but it's just the quickening. It's just every day for the last few years, things get crazier. There's never a slow news day. In fact, it's always overwhelming, the amount of news and information there is to cover. And we're going to get into it all. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, ladies and gentlemen, you remember him, the head of the IMF. He was in the polls showing he was going to trounce Sarkozy. Who's also under criminal investigation now. And it did come out that Sarkozy set him up. That was proven. They jumped the gun and put tweets out even before they'd called the police on him. It's known that he basically goes through hookers like you go through popcorn at a movie. And now he has been charged in French hooker ring, and he's basically threatening to bring everybody down. And it's admitted underground grottos at castles, dressed up in outfits, having sex with a bunch of women and men. And the quote is, in the New York Times, that it's eyes wide shut-like. The main story, there's several in the New York Times, is sex life was out of step. Strauss-Kahn says that not illegal. And they go on to describe it as eyes wide shut. That's quoted in one of these New York Times articles. Yes, eyes wide shut. Former IMF head lived the life of, quote, eyes wide shut. And there's also a Liberty Blitzkrieg article we're linking to that boils that down at InfoWars.com. Why do I lead the show with that? Because truth is stranger than fiction. And I have studied the globalists. I have studied what they're into. I have also been in and around as basically an investigator that fell into the middle of it. The highest levels of Hollywood. And I have infiltrated Bohemian Grove. I've interviewed the journalists that have infiltrated Skull and Bones. I have studied the writings of the globalists. And to boil it down, the Western world is led by the Illuminati. Of course, it's in your encyclopedia that they had German investigations when a courier got struck by lightning carrying directives for the rest of Europe by the Ingolstadt University priest, Adam Weishaupt, and how they would take over the Masonic lodges, how they would use men of goodwill to actually carry out their evil, not knowing how to compartmentalize, how to brainwash, how to dumb down, and how to overthrow society. Their goal, the end of family, the end of God, the end of civilization, just murder, death, killing through the first phase, and then a new mega enlightenment where they would become gods. And that's why today they're all into eugenics and life extension, because now they believe they're really going to be given that. I don't believe in this. Let's get that straight. I've quoted Ray Kurzweil saying they're going to merge the machines. The world government will get rid of the majority of us and the elites will fly off to outer space to found new planets. I quote it in Endgame, and major newspapers say over and over again, Alex Jones believes that the elite are going to merge the machines and fly off in spaceships. Well, they actually say they will be the spaceships. I'm not the one saying that. They're the ones. I've told you that, by the way, Strauss-Kahn, it's high dollar hookers in little satanic style orgies. That's bad enough. The real deal here is, and it's come out in major mainstream investigations all over Europe, they find dungeons full of dead little kids, you name it. It always goes to the highest people in government, and the investigations get shut down. You can look up those reports. I'm going to get one of our writers the next few days to do a big boil down. They just had that. I didn't even cover it. There's so much of it. This weekend, the former top children's show in England for decades. After the guy died, it's all coming out now about how he would visit the orphanages and everywhere else and reportedly rape the children. It's all Jerry Sandusky. Again, they do it through these children's groups. This is who these people are. Okay? And this is what we're facing. And that's what the TSA is all about, is training you. Now were they, the Breitbart editor an attractive woman on video says, I don't want to go. They drag her behind the closed door. The door closes. Her husband shot the video of it. And then she said anywhere else it would be a sexual assault. You know, Miss USA crying about it. And you're like, why do they do this? It sounds crazy. The TSA themselves, most of them aren't perverts or criminals. They're just mindless idiots that follow orders. But this is a social conditioning experiment. Okay, that's what we're facing. And if you don't understand that, if you don't know that, you know, when I was at Bohemian Grove, you can watch the footage where they do a mock human sacrifice of a child and it begs for its life and all this, and it's about getting rid of their cares and putting all the bad mojo, all the bad karma, the bad reap what you sow onto this effigy. It's a very Faustian. They even quote some stuff out of Faust, mix it into Babylonian, Druidic rituals. It's an amalgamation. Because the occult's always a regurgitation of the same ancient thing over and over again. And they're there, and you can say, oh, that's a play. Well, that's where plays come from, was the priest up on the stage, you know, doing it all in a religious ceremony. That's where art came from. That's where those ideas of the stage, the first stages, were always religious. And it is that old-time religion. We mean pre-Judaic, pre-Christian, pre-Islamic. This is what's always been there. It never went away. And I was there at Bohemian Grove for 5.5 hours. And I was there during the ritual for 1.5 hours. I snuck in on the day they said they had it. Boom, got it on video. CBS News got arrested. Vanity Fair has been arrested. Literally more than, I don't know, 15 different news agencies have been arrested. By the grace of God, I got in and got out. Because you know what? I was praying the entire time. I was like, I'm going to be confident when the Secret Service talks to me, when the sheriff's deputies talk to me. They would come up to Mike Hansen and myself. It was incredible. And they would talk to us. And I had a little hidden camera on my side. I wouldn't think I'd be able to change the tape. So I had an hour. I had a control that would turn it on and off on the little strap on the bag. So, again, I didn't get a lot of it on tape because I would, you know, only hit it during certain points. But I caught some of them coming up and talking to me on tape, and I would just say, God, I'm confident, and if you want this video out, then get me out of this. And I would just sit there and calmly smile and talk to them. And Mike Hansen did it as well. But I mean, we got questioned, I don't know, 2 or 3 times. Well, 3 times total. Once by Secret Service, I believe it was the sheriff. He had sheriff deputies with him. He was an older guy and was wearing a sheriff's department windbreaker/raincoat. I later looked it up online. It looked like the sheriff, but the point is it was an older sheriff's deputy, and they were there, and they were looking at me and looking at Mike, and what are you doing? Who are you with? Oh, we're with the Hillbillies, you know, knowing one of the names of the clubs where the Bushes go, having some of the internal documents, and I was there during that ritual, and they were absolutely in rapture. I've been in Holy Rotor churches, I've been in Methodist churches, I've been in Baptist churches, gone to all, you know, 3 in my life growing up. And I've seen people in religious ecstasy, and, you know, the vibe is I love God and I want to be good and I want to be serene and I have a connection to the Holy Spirit. Okay. This was the opposite. This was focused, hard steel, cold power lust. And those old men, those 1,000-plus old men watching the ritual were just, they were taking it very, very, very serious until the end when they had some voodoo-style, you know, New Orleans band come out and play When the Saints Come Marching Home. And then it was all, you know, the incredible backdrop of ominous darkness dropped right at that point. It's all about bringing it to the edge, putting all of your evil things you've done and cremating your care onto the child that they sacrificed, the mock child. And again, they may have actually sacrificed something when they brought in on a with big black Clydesdale horses a horse-drawn hearse with a little coffin in the back, a child-sized coffin, and then went behind black drapes. The old men were just grinding their teeth. And Mike Hansen's like, what's going on? He's like, you know, and that was the real ritual. Then they bring it out. The boatman brings the child across. They burn it. But the height of the ritual happened right up front, pretty much. And I'm telling you, it was religious. They were serious. And now here it is in the news. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, giant satanic sex orgies, eyes wide shut. Okay, no big deal, though. Everything's fine. Now, when we come back, New threats to riot if Obama loses the election, and Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins the election. We have the proof. Also, Farrakhan chides Obama, rips GOP, and Romney in Charlotte. Going to be breaking that down and a lot more. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to welcome a new affiliate, KPNW 50,000 watt AM, 1120 AM, Eugene, Oregon. We're getting 5-6 affiliates every week right now. The show is just absolutely exploding. And we're very thankful to all those stations picking up the broadcast and understanding that, yes, I know it's crazy to say Most of the elite running things are sex addict, devil-worshipping maniacs, but, you know, it's in the New York Times today about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Look at Jerry Sandusky. I told you that went higher than him, and now that's coming out. Look, I didn't know all this stuff 20 years ago when I got politically involved, 17 years ago, got mad enough to get on air. I didn't know any of this, and the deeper I dig, I just always run into this. And it's super creepy, so we're going to be breaking all that down, as I mentioned. Look, big debate coming up tonight. I want to break down my views on Romney versus Obama. Obviously, they're run by the same people to a great extent, but they do have two different management teams behind them, and so there's different styles. And Romney couldn't get away with as much when it comes to restricting guns. He says he won't open the borders. He says he's against abortion now. Sure, in the past, he was for all that, but he'll have trouble getting that through. Obama has doubled the amount of people on food stamps the last 3.5 years. That's official. He has said the UN order commands our military. He signed double the executive order so far of what Bush did in 8 years. And he's launched all these new wars, which just make the peace prize a joke. I'm not saying vote for Romney. I'm going to be honest. I know there's so much election fraud in Travis County anyways. It's been proven where I live. And I'm just not going to endorse either one of these guys because either way it's going to be bad. But Obama, if he is reelected, will not be facing election again. And he'll have executive orders. He'll have pardons. Katie, bar the door. This is a guy that did Fast and Furious, a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. So I understand people that are voting for Mitt Romney and saying, well, it's the lesser of two evils. I support Gary Johnson. I think he should be in the debates to inject real ideas from a libertarian, conservative, constitutional perspective of why he's anti-war, people like Ron Paul are. Because it shouldn't be the purview of Democrats, who are actually a bunch of warmongers, but they always then pay lip service to being anti-war. I mean, it's these idiots that support Obama. I'm not mad at you because you're not supporting Mitt Romney. I'm mad at you at, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were here in Austin wearing Obama shirts this weekend because it's idiotic. Obama is the opposite of everything he claimed he stood for when it comes to being against torture, lobbyists in government, secret arrests, corporate welfare. He expanded it all, and he's so duplicitous in his deception of saying, oh, I don't want the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans to pass. Don't worry, it's not going to pass. I won't sign it so there wouldn't be opposition to it. Then saying, well, it's not for U.S. citizens. Turns out his lawyers wrote it. He wanted it. He demanded it. All that got released, the letters. And then he said, don't worry, I won't sign it, and then signed it. You know, I mean, he makes Bill Clinton look truthful. He makes George Bush look truthful. But it's because it's a sign of the times. Things are becoming more and more out of control because the public's been dumbed down. There was that big study yesterday. Guys, will you re-pull that big national study for me? It was in the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. Big national poll / study. 25% of people read newspapers on a regular basis. The vast majority never read them. But they've sure got an opinion, though. They go off somebody's hair or somebody's color or somebody's speech or somebody's accent or where they're from. I mean, it's just, I am freaked out by the fact that most adults I talk to, even executives, business people, are mental midgets. And more I realize, my gosh, we are at the mercy of criminals at every level who actually know how things work. See, most people that wake up to how things work, they just join the dark side. Because the general public are like in slow motion. And people that are awake, we're like the Flash. So it's like cheetahs versus sloths. Who's going to win the race? I mean, it's not like the tortoise and the hare. This is like turtles without legs. And it's freaking me out. Because I'm worried about society. I'm worried about our species. I'm worried about where we're going and my children's future. Because, let me tell you, when you get this type of corrupt people in, they're delusional and lazy, too, more and more. They don't know what they're doing, either. The elite are dumb. I mean, they know more than the general public, but they're dumb, too. That is such a freaky understanding to come to the realization. It's not an arrogant statement, because I don't think of myself as that smart. To be light years ahead of almost everybody is absolutely a horrible understanding. Okay, I'm going to come back, I promise, and just get into all the news. It's all off the chart. But there are just thousands of people saying they're going to riot if Obama isn't reelected. We're going to break that down straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What I said earlier, I don't think everybody wants to rule the world. Only people that either don't have power and think it would be great to rule the world, or people who truly do crave power because they like to hurt people, they want to rule the world. And it's because throughout history, we've let bad people that crave power for all the wrong reasons into positions of authority. And because we've worshipped the altar of out-of-control authority, it is because good men and women have stood down that we've had so many nightmares historically take place. Because once you get corruption in, it's then replaced by the leaner and meaner corruption. And then that's replaced by the even more charismatic evil corruption. And then the charismatic sadistic manipulative corruption. And then the most wicked gangs and corrupt combines get into control, and then things get worse from there. And that's why the globalists have codified a global system of post-industrial neo-feudalistic Agenda 21 that actually codifies a system of predatory cultural cannibalism. They've actually codified it into a plan and all actuaried out, computerized, and broken down. But they can't even stop from cheating each other. And that's one of the good things that holds them back is the separation of powers. So it's a mess, and we're all in it. It's a you-know-what sandwich, and they want us all to take a bite. And I'm here, you know, simply pointing out that when I say I have come to the realization that when it comes to researching reality and knowing what's really going on, we are about the best there is. And that's a scary thing. Because I don't have some arrogant high view of myself. I've just come to the realization of the facts. But when I say that, you know, the guests I have on and people are much smarter than the general public, that's an oversimplification. It's not that. It's that we have found reality and tried to focus on it and become experts on geopolitical, cultural propaganda systems and what real life's really all about versus people that have just been sitting in front of a television from birth, pumped GMO, pumped additives, pumped chemicals, put on drugs to be kept in a physical trance state. Most of the public is in a suspended disbelief, learned, lower brainwave, near sleep, daydream. I mean, our next issue of the magazine is basically almost entirely about this issue. And the globalists, it's all public. All the big universities, they admit it. They brag about it. It's not that the public is stupid. By and large, they are in a trance, and they are experts on their favorite sitcom, their favorite drama, movies, entertainment, music, being trendy. They are experts in their little thing, their little niche, their little club, their little hobby. Most people's hobbies is watching television, playing video games. My son complains because, you know, he's reading, not bragging, it's true, it's how kids are supposed to be. At 10, he's reading college textbooks and obsessed on biology and history and everything else because he's discovered that. And he goes, Dad, I you know, I even go, you know, to these playgroups and stuff with the homeschool, other homeschool kids, and a lot of them are nice and stuff, but all they want to talk about is video games. And all they want to talk about is Call of Duty 2 or whatever. And, you know, Dad, I know how terrible war really is and that these people have been conditioned, you know, to not be able to differentiate between mass killing and fiction. My son, he was sitting there with literally a NASA rocket scientist and a bunch of other big business people. I took him to a party about a month ago, and I was sitting there with you know, people in the very top of the 1%, you know, the 99.8, and they're going, "We've never seen a kid like this. We're not just saying this. How does he know all this? I mean, he's not just saying these things. He really knows all this." And it was adults sitting there blown away by a 10-year-old. Well, that's what our founding fathers were all like when they were 10, obsessed with knowledge and reading and how the world really works. Once you get those basic building blocks, then you just launch forward into the world and you just learn more and more. And that's what's scary, is my 10-year-old son is more informed than CEOs of banks, chairmen of banks, head technology officers for Fortune 500 companies. And it's not because those people aren't super smart. It's that they're compartmentalized themselves. And it's just extremely frustrating. Very, very frustrating. You know, one reason my son is so smart and blooming is he admires me, and if I'm not getting into subjects too hardcore, my wife lets him listen to the show. He'll sit there for hours when he has time listening to it, reading books at the same time. And see, if there were role models like explorers and scientists and researchers. For our children, we would then have the new Renaissance. For 400 years, the rock stars of the Western world were scientists and explorers and trailblazers and soldiers. People that, you know, 180-something people at the Alamo fighting 5,000 and fighting to the death and killing 2,000 soldiers. You know, it wasn't that people were into death back then. They knew what death was. They knew what fighting was. If they saw blood and guts, it was always real. And if you insulted somebody at church or wherever, they'd say, all right, let's get your sword. Let's go outside. So people didn't sit there and insult. When Colonel Travis knew the help wasn't probably going to get there, and he wrote a letter saying, victory or death, I'm going to fight to the death. Because it wasn't a death wish. It was about being real. That guy didn't play video games all day. That guy didn't watch television and fantasize about killing. That guy'd seen the real thing. They'd all seen it. Davy Crockett, all of them. And they knew they were going to die. And they stepped up. You know what? We're here to fight. We believe in this. We're not running. And that's history. It's not some love of violence to sit there and romanticize what they did. It's romantic because it's real. It's not a matrix simulation of a movie or a video game. I want reality. All of it. It smells like heaven. It smells like hell. It looks great. It looks terrible. The valleys, the hills, the mountains, the sky, all of it. I want it all. I want the lows. I want the highs. I want reality, and I want to make preparation for it. Those of you that want to sit there and live in denial and call real awakening conspiracy theory, let your chains sit lightly upon you. Forget you are our countrymen. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Patrick Henry, paraphrased. Go from us in peace. I'm sad for you. You're a victim. You care what some mindless, empty, trendy thinks when they laugh at you because you warn them about the New World Order? That's a victim. It isn't about them laughing. It's not about feeling good or feeling bad when they laugh at you. You're looking at a biological android programmed zombie. You're looking at a medical issue. What they think doesn't even matter. They're not even in the same realm of those of us that know what's going on. And it doesn't mean we have all the answers. We just know we're outside the box and then outside the next box. And that we know we don't know. And we know we're in an age of wonderment. And we've always been in an age of wonderment. And the wonderment is increasing every moment. There's so much good in the universe, so much beauty, so much transcendent energy. All of it is there for us. It's unlimited. But we don't embrace the true power. Instead, we let a bunch of sickos that crave control and who want to keep you shuttered so they can be the boss. Oh, don't let humans wake up. Keep them dumb. Keep them distracted. Oh, so we can be in charge. No, no, you will not control our destiny. You are a joke. You're not fit to lead anything, you globalist. You're a sick, you're cancer. You are absolute cancer. And look, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again because it's so true. Cancer, if it had a consciousness, would think it was winning. If cancer, going through your bones, your lungs, your brain, your body, racing through, reprogramming, taking over, shutting down the systems, the different tissue groups that work together symbiotically to carry your brain inside its hardened electrochemical computer case, this earth suit, if cancer had a consciousness and was racing through you, it would say, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. You're not winning anything, fools. You are missing out on the complete opportunity of human destiny that is to be good and to be a builder and to construct and to edify. That is the true goal of humans. We are made in the image of the galactic and universal engineer. And you're going to let a bunch of people that want to go to underground grottos, a bunch of weird, stinking old men to hump on prostitutes and dress up in devil worship outfits? That's what's exciting, red robes and having sex with prostitutes. Or worse, like Sandusky, little kids. That's what these people are into. I'm into walking out outside when it's a clear night and seeing the Milky Way, hundreds of millions of stars, and the moon, and hearing bugs and insects and frogs and coyotes, and just like it's the greatest symphony orchestra I've ever heard, just connecting to the universe and the creator. It's absolutely empowering and transcendent. And imagine people that want to go in caves and have sex with women with a bunch of other gross old globalists around them. It's all about how they've got the will to do it. All about they've got the strength to go in there, and they're all repressed and get all geared up and sit there in little creepy face masks and have sex with people because they're so powerful. That's not powerful. That's pathetically weak. You think it's powerful, Satanist, to grab some crying baby and torture it and chop it up? You people are weak. You're pathetically weak. And I want the true power that is the good to rise up and smash these people. They are incredibly weak. And let me tell you, good knows how to smash evil and doesn't take enjoyment out of it any more than you take enjoyment when you got to, you know, kill a snake that's in your backyard. It's just got to be done. You got to smash them. We'll show them. They like to corner the weak and have their way with it and toy with humanity because they're scared of it. They like to toy with innocence and attack it because they hate it and they fear it and they know they'll never conquer it. No matter how many drugs, how much programming, how much mind-eating vaccines and nanotech re-engineer, recombinant viral plaque, neuron selective attack lobotomy systems they launch, you will never succeed, and the pit you dig for us is the pit you're going to fall into. I know from the foundations of the earth, your destiny is to fail. Our destiny is to rise. I didn't mean to preach here today, excuse me. I'm a fan of humanity. And again, Hollywood with Al Pacino tells you the devil's a fan of man. The devil is not a fan of man. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and hates God's creation. You know why? Because the devil's seen God, folks, and when the devil looks at humanity, you know what the devil sees? You know what we're made in the image of? You got it. You got it. God's like, oh, well, there's no way you'd ever beat me. See if you can beat just a minor fraction of what I am. A shadow of a shadow. Here, see if you can beat them. And that's what all of this is, ladies and gentlemen, is a great test. And I know it in my heart, my intellect, my mind, all of it. And I watch the activities of the rulers. They know it. They're not atheist. They're devil worshipers. That's why it's all about their power. That's why Hillary brags about bombing and killing people, and the Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, brags about it at parties. Imagine at parties bragging to women that I launch sorties that kill people. I have power. Looking at a big sack of weakness that couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs, telling a bunch of women it's powerful because it kills people. Power is building. Power is regeneration. Power is life. Power is honor. Power is being true to yourself and true to others and not betraying people. Truth and courage and duty and strength, all of it. All of it. That's what I want. That's what I want to be. I know I'm weak and pathetic, but I turn my heart towards what's good. You tuned in to hear the news, and I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to stop right now. Oh. I just think about these people, and they must be defeated. They will be defeated. The question is, how bad will it get before we have the awakening and become unshackled by these individuals? The ultimate in cynical, inbred, jealous, conniving, envious hate of good. The ultimate in selfishness trying to shudder humanity's destiny. The ultimate. The ultimate evil, the ultimate weakness, the ultimate malfunction, the ultimate cancer, the ultimate failure, the ultimate, 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 ultimate enemy of our species. All right, let me now get into this here. 49 minutes, 12 seconds into transmission. Emanating from Austin, Texas. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones. Let me just read you the headlines here. Clinton, I'm not responsible for diplomat security. That's what she said weeks ago, but now she says, I am responsible for diplomat security, and it's her fault. And now we're told Navy SEALs were down the street running a different mission and came to save them and fought off all the Al-Qaeda. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda, if you even believe that story of the last 20, who knows what any of it's true. You're dealing with liars, you just know they're liars. Meanwhile, the New York Times admits, yeah, the government's arming Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. I mean, it's just, they can only do that with a population where, I'm sorry, I apologize, the big study, it's not 25% read newspapers. It was 23%. So I was incorrect. I was saying 25. It's worse than I said. 23% reading a print newspaper, only 29% reading any type of newspaper online or not. Pew Research Center. And that's why they get away with this. I mean, wow. You got a bunch of people that think the world is about watching a television, and that's the universe staring into what other people have produced and done. You're like, well, then why are you on TV? Because I got to go into the Matrix to reach you. I got to jack into this thing to get in there and get at you. And say, hey, red pill, blue pill, which one you want? If you like to say, I'm Morpheus, but we're all Morpheus. And we together are Neo against this system. Now, when we get back, I promise, our top story. Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. It's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom.
Okay, I'm going to start getting into the main body of the news and then give the number out in the next hour to take your calls. We'll obviously be covering tomorrow the debate coming up tonight, and I'm going to give you my take on Obama versus Romney. Briefly, you can get subscriptions now to the new magazine we're putting it out in glossy now. The new issue is DARPA, the Real Skynet, October Surprise War, the End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. Great way to wake people up. Incredible articles and graphics. World-class magazine available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can sign up and get 13 issues delivered to your door. The shipping is included in the $59.95. Or buy them in bulk, what, $14.95 for 10 copies, up to even less per copy when you buy up to 100, to give them to friends and family. And people really are impressed with this. It's a great way to get the word out. We also have ProPure water filters, 10% discount with the promo code WATER. Nobody can top that. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases fund this media operation. We couldn't do it without you, so I want to thank you. You can also get all the books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. And once a year, we've done it, this will be our fifth annual, we do a 24-hour broadcast. Well, why not do a 48-hour broadcast with guest hosts, you name it? I'll be broadcasting for right around 20 hours or more, starting next Thursday at 11 a.m. until the Saturday at 11 a.m. See the whole roster of amazing guests and more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and start donating today if you'd like to, whether it's $5 or $100. You've got to vote with your money via free association or lose your capacity to be able to fight the globalists. They want to shut down a free market because that gives you the power to vote with your dollars. They want to take your money and use it against you. Take your tax money and then fund Hollywood and TV with anti-family, anti-gun, pro-world government messages, which are now admitted. We know it's been going on, but now it's in the tens of billions a year, your money, to put out anti-liberty messages. That's why you turn on television. It's all so horrible. Every bad guy on the shows is a patriot. You know? And remember, the most of the public thinks that's real now. They've shown in studies. They think that's real. So this is the pure ignorance we're fighting. That's why the globalists want a new dark age I was just talking about. Okay, listen. We've had articles before that got this many comments, but not many. I mean, it's almost 4,000 comments on one of these articles, and then there's a video in it. New threats to right if Obama loses election. This went out yesterday, and we read over some of the quotes. Drudge Report linked on it, and I don't think we've ever had more traffic. It's something like 3 million extra people or something came in the last 24 hours. And they're reading this, and people are, you know, saying this can't be true. The Secret Service would do something because there's also, we have some links there to Twitter where people are saying they're going to kill Romney. Now, remember, Paul Watson links to in these articles where people are getting arrested for saying they don't like Obama. So why then are people allowed to say they want to kill Mitt Romney or going to assassinate him? They use those terms. And that's our new article here, new threats to riot if Obama loses election. That's from yesterday, this morning, and it was some of the kill stuff in that. Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins the election. And you've got to read this. And by the way, Paul links to stuff where they said they would kill people before, and Secret Service was never dispatched. And then examples of just mildly criticizing Obama, you get a Secret Service visit. I happen to know somebody in my office who knows someone at a car dealership, I'm just going to leave it at that, where the guy said something mild about Obama, like, you know, we need to get rid of him. He just needs to be, you know, thrown out of this country. Secret Service showed up and said, we can't arrest you for this, but they told the head of the dealership, you better fire this guy. Great guy, worked there for years, a manager, and a family, and he was fired. The Secret Service laughed about it when they left. I know the names, everything. So, I mean, Hatari militia got arrested for saying we may have to fight the government if things they come after us. Meanwhile, these people can say kill, 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 and it's okay.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.